quiet in Kiev for the moment. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. What has the look of a temporary pause in the Russian bombardments. Strikes that Ukraine's President Zelensky says targeted civilian apartment buildings and left a dozen people dead on Tuesday. To the east, in Mariupol, scene of some of the worst attacks, a humanitarian crisis continues.
Hundreds of thousands believed to be stuck there. We understand it's a minimum 200,000. Some estimates have put it as high as 400,000. There are also reports that there are several hundred who are essentially stuck in a hospital there now. Some local officials have accused the Russian troops of effectively holding those people hostage.
That's Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. President Zelensky will electronically address a joint session of Congress on Wednesday, likely to plead for a no-fly zone over his country, as he did Tuesday in a speech to Canada's parliament.
Close the airspace. Please stop the bombing. How many more cruise missiles have to fall on our cities?
The White House still opposed to a no-fly zone, fearing it could draw the U.S. into the conflict. But President Biden is expected Wednesday to announce he's sending more anti-aircraft and anti-tank weapons to Ukraine. There is congressional support for a war crimes investigation against Russian leaders.
The Senate unanimously approved a resolution late Tuesday condemning the violence and crimes against humanity being carried out by Russian forces in Ukraine under the direction of President Vladimir Putin. While the measure does not carry the force of law, it does give the White House the political backing to take a harder line against Russia, including encouraging international criminal courts to investigate Putin and his military leaders for war crimes.
Fox's Sean Lanchel in Washington. North Korea's latest attempt to launch a ballistic missile has apparently ended in failure. South Korea's military says the North's projectile exploded in flight shortly after launch. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
One of the big vaccine makers expected to soon ask for federal approval for another round of COVID shots for some.
Pfizer has asked the FDA and CDC to authorize an extra booster dose of COVID vaccine for people over 65. The company says in addition to the two initial shots and the third booster shot, one more shot could help fend off severe illness as well as mild infections. Pfizer said health records of more than a million Israeli seniors show those who got the extra booster had a far lower rate of confirmed infections. Right now, only people with severely weakened immune systems in the U.S. are being told to get that fourth dose. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee in the Senate has approved a bipartisan blueprint for overhauling the nation's public health system. Through a new chain of command, a stronger medical supply chain, and clearer crisis communications in an effort to apply the lessons learned from the coronavirus pandemic. Sarah Bloom Raskin has withdrawn as President Biden's nominee to become the top banking regulator at the Federal Reserve after it became clear she had no path to Senate confirmation. March Madness has begun.
Indiana coming away victorious in their first appearance in the big dance in 6 years, defeating Wyoming 66-58 in first four action Tuesday. The Hoosiers now on to the round of 64 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, taking the 12th seed in the East region of the bracket with that victory as they get set to face 5th seed St. Mary's Thursday. Meantime, Texas Southern is getting out of the first four in their third straight appearance, defeating Texas A&M Corpus Christi 76-67, earning the 16th seed in the Midwest region and now facing top seed Kansas Thursday.
Bill Self has done a tremendous job over the years. Great tradition in their program, but it's something that our players are really looking forward to.
TSU head coach Johnny Jones on True TV. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.